Mr. David, D-A-V-I-D, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, date of birth is 8/26/55. Today is 4/17/2025. Mr. Lewis is a 69-year-old gentleman with history of congestive heart failure, CH pneumonia, O2 dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. Patient is homebound, is weak, he has a hard time sleeping. His son said he stayed with him just a few days ago. He was up every 10, 15 minutes. He also has a high risk of fall. His cardiologist is contemplating a Watchman's procedure because he's afraid that with Eliquis he may suffer an intracranial bleed, period. He has increased shortness of breath, 2+ pilled edema. He belongs to the New York Heart Association of Class 4 congestive heart failure with shortness of breath, ADL dependency, weakness, bowel and bladder incontinency. Period. He also states that he's quite weak. He has a hard time ambulating within his house. He also suffers from atrial fibrillation, hypertensive heart disease. His hospice diagnosis is hypertensive heart disease with heart failure. He has COPD, atherosclerotic heart disease, spinal stenosis, peripheral vascular disease, status post right and left knee replacement, coronary angioplasty status post, age-related debility, and diabetes, period. He is he continues to have 2+ edema in the lower extremity. He gets very short-winded. He also uses a NEB treatment. His KPS, his MAC on the left side is 32 centimeter. He has had increased, he has his dose of diuretic increase with no good results as far as his edema and his symptoms of CHF are concerned. His blood pressure was 160 over 88 today. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.